This is Neil Chayette looking at the law, coming up on the road again. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're a victim of road rage, you may end up getting paved over. Robert was driving his pickup westbound on Route 9 in eastern Maine, and right behind him was Oscar driving an 18-wheel tractor trailer. Oscar was following too close and making multiple attempts to pass Robert in no passing zones, causing Robert, in the words of the court, to respond with a predictable obscene gesture. When both drivers stopped at a red light, Oscar exited his truck and attacked Robert with a rubber-coated metal cable. Robert was holding his own until he fell to the ground, whereupon Oscar stabbed him. Oscar was convicted of aggravated assault, and Robert sued both Oscar and the company he worked for. This case involved the question whether Oscar's company could be held responsible for Oscar's road rage. The law holds companies responsible for employee behavior if it's within the scope of their employment. And the court said the evidence showed that Oscar assaulted Robert because of personal anger, which had nothing to do with his employment. So road rage is all the rage, and even when road rage is outrageous, victims of road rage are traveling all alone. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.